The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Terence.
Hey, Darren.
So, an eye-opener you brought to us last week. Many of us, myself included, did not even think about, you're doing a charity gig, you take a picture and you want to post it to create awareness. But have you thought of the rights of that child? Did you get permission from the child or from the guardian? Or it's a tricky situation, even something that UNICEF has highlighted.
So, the whole incident was springboarded from that Miss South Africa glove thing. And yeah. We went beyond that incident, and there were kids photographed in that picture,
yes,
which should not have been. So the UNICEF says that the dignity and rights of children are to be respected in every circumstance, mm-hmm. That photographing them in places like orphanages places them and other children at risk of retribution and stigmatization.
Yeah. Yeah.
South Africa, however, doesn't seem to adhere to this. My research indicates that taking a picture of a person in a public space does not require consent. Publishing pictures of a person in a public space also doesn't require consent, but the commercial use of a published picture of a person in a public space, that requires consent. But
what constitutes commercial? I mean,
if it's used in an advert or something like that.
Okay, but if it's used to garner 100,000 views on Facebook?
Well, I suppose it's a nebulous line, right? Adeshni Naika, the operations manager of Childline, and Sheena Yonker, who's the head of the Access to Justice, which is an NPO which exists to provide dispute resolution and legal resources for vulnerable persons, feel that consent is necessary when it comes to photographing children, more especially children in orphanages and children's homes and that kind of thing. Adeshni, from Childline's perspective, what is your stand on photographing children to market a cause?
Okay, Childline actually doesn't advocate using photographs of kids. We take a stand that if we use any pictures of our kids, we never ever focus on the faces because we believe it's an infringement of their rights.
So what are the parameters, Adeshni, when it comes to photographing children? You know, who has to give the consent?
The parent, definitely the parent. And for kids living in an organization or the CYCC, they should actually, the principal of that organization should actually give permission, if it can be given, which in my opinion is very unlikely that they, you know, would actually freely give out permission for these photographs to be taken. In the event of it being a fun day at a school or, you know, there's kids that come to a fun event at our organization, I would say it's okay to take pictures then because there's nothing actually saying that these kids come from a particular organization or they are here for treatment of some kind or they are sexually abused kids. But in terms of where the pictures are actually taken at an organization, I think definitely it's an infringement of privacy.
You see, it's far easier to sell an image or to ask for donations using an image rather than just text. So is it a catch-22 for organizations such as Childline or other NPOs who work with children?
If the faces are completely blocked out or the picture is taken in such a way that you can't see the child, it shouldn't be a problem. But to actually show these kids' faces, as much as it would appeal to a certain group of people that would want to donate, but then there's another group of people that would say, hey, this organization is using these kids to get more money. And we personally don't want to be portrayed in that manner.
We're talking about photographing minor children for the purposes of marketing a cause. In the case of an orphanage, who is the guardian of these kids? Is it the state or is it the orphanage in question?
Well, it's the children's court that oversees all matters relating to the children. Now, in the South African context, you may find that there are children in orphanages that haven't been placed by the children's court. I would say that in all cases like this, one would have to approach the children's court in that area with jurisdiction over that particular orphanage. and ask for their consent, which should be an order of the court.
Sheena, you've seen pictures of kids on social media as well,
Say
a street child or a beggar, and someone photographs that this child is living on the street and he needs your help. I gave him food today, or whatever the case may be. What does the law say about putting up those kind of pictures on social media?
Well, I think, again, it's a privacy issue and it's a security issue. Now, who takes responsibility for the privacy and the security of that child? We need to be balancing the child's potential to receive care, potentially through highlighting their plight.
Did not know this, but it is wrong. Firstly, it is wrong, but it's also, is it illegal to be taking photos of kids in orphanages and on the sides of the street or destitute without asking permission? And who would you ask permission from? And what are the legal ramifications?
Well, that's why we're talking to Durban attorney Reg Thomas, who says that the right to privacy is protected by law, and one can be charged with an invasion of privacy if found to be photographing anyone without their consent, especially in a public space. Reg, what are the legal repercussions of a child being photographed without consent from a parent or guardian?
The position is that any kind of photograph or pictures that are being taken of a minor must be done with the consent or the permission of the guardian or the biological parent. Without the consent, he can be charged for invasion of privacy. Obviously, there are the civil implications that goes with that as well.
What are those civil implications?
The person that's responsible for having taken those pictures and having used those pictures without the permission or authority, he can be sued for damages.
Let me put a scenario to you. I recently read on social media that a man was found by a father taking pictures of his family. He approached the guy and found that there were over 40 pictures of his kids and his wife on the man's cell phone. What happens in that instance? The man said that he was in a public area and that he is allowed to photograph whomever he wants.
No, that is not necessarily true. You can be in a public area and you can take pictures of abstract objects, meaning, you know, the beach, plants, trees, and so forth. Mm. But you cannot be photographing individuals, and particularly minors, without the consent of the parent. And that individual can be reported to the police, because clearly, with the present climate of child pornography, child trafficking, and so forth, those are ingredients for which these kind of syndicates operate on.
So what would your advice be to parents and guardians who find their kids' pictures appearing in a newspaper or a magazine, or even, you know, kids in the background of a photo that are identifiable?
That they ought to approach either the media house or whoever is responsible for those pictures being taken in the first instance or in the second instance, because sometimes you have media houses engaging freelance photographers and so forth, and they rely on them to submit these pictures to them, and these pictures are being used.
Yeah, does this apply to schools as well? Because often you find that a school would put out a brochure or a sports day program or that kind of thing, and they use images of the kids from the school in those. Does it apply? Does the same rule apply?
Absolutely. In fact, at the school which my daughter attends, they send out a memo at the beginning of the year asking parents whether they consent to pictures being taken at the school's social events, which would include sports day, concerts, and so forth. So schools have already acknowledged that photographing minor children without the parents' consent is prohibited.
I think to put it into a slight context, and you can engage with Terrence on this one on Twitter. Answer this question: how would you like it if a complete stranger took a picture of your child, you know, at a restaurant, on the street, at school, and then posted it on social media? How would you feel? Terrence would like to know. You can engage with him on Twitter. It's @TerrencePillay1, @TerrencePillay1, 1R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Taryn.